Okay, so have you ever been like just totally stuck?
Stuck.
Like you walk into like, the elevator at work and there's that colleague, the one who only speaks English,
Oh, yeah.
and suddenly it's like the elevator music is like deafening
Right.
and your brain is like completely blank.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, it's like that moment where you're like, I should say
You
something,
want to be polite.
but you just can't.
Yep.
So if that sounds painfully familiar, then this deep dive is for you.
Is.
Because we are tackling this head on today.
We
We've
done
got
it.
this amazing guide, and it's all about small talk in English.
Specifically for German speakers.
Right, like imagine you're back in that elevator.
Yeah.
Doors are closing, and your colleague, they smile at you. What do you say?
Well, that's the thing. This guy doesn't like, throw you in the deep end.
Right.
It starts with the
Oh,
basics,
yeah.
like things like, how's your day going? Or, wow, this weather is crazy today.
But isn't that a little cliche?
I think so, right?
Like talking about the weather.
It is, but that's the beauty of it.
No.
Because weather, it's universal.
True.
Everybody experiences it.
Yeah.
You're instantly finding common ground
Yeah.
when you talk about it.
Like we're both humans here on this planet
Exactly.
experiencing this together.
Together dealing with the rain or the sunshine or whatever it is.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe you both complain about the heat
Right?
and suddenly you're having a real conversation.
That's it.
So it's not just like what you say, but the feeling
The vibe,
you
or the,
create.
yeah, that.
And you know what, this guide, it even gives you like these little phrases you can use
Oh, yeah?
to sound natural.
Okay, like what?
Like, did you see that new cafe downstairs? Or, those construction workers are starting early today.
I see what they're doing there. They're
Yeah.
like inviting the other person to
Yeah.
make their own observations, right? It's
Exactly.
not just me talking at you. It becomes a back and forth.
We're having a moment.
Right.
Now, there's one example I thought was really smart,
Oh, yeah.
the dog example.
Of course.
So, like, if someone has a dog,
You got it.
I love your dog. How old is she?
Works every time.
Come on, who doesn't love to hear that?
I mean, come
Well,
on.
why does that work so well?
Think about it. You're giving a compliment, and it's about something that they clearly care about.
Right.
People love their
They
dogs,
do.
so you're acknowledging something important to them,
Yeah.
and it creates this like instant warmth. You
Bye.
know, you're showing you're genuinely interested.
Right.
Plus, it's like an invitation for them to talk about their dog, which, let's be real, they probably
Eventually.
want to.
Right. And that kind of brings us back to the main point.
What's that?
Small talk, it's not about these like super deep conversations.
Brown,
It's about making these little connections.
exactly, these little friendly moments.
Right? It's not about, launching into some big philosophical debate in the elevator. I mean, think of it this way.
How?
Small talk, it's like oil for a machine.
I like that.
It keeps things running smoothly.
It prevents those awkward silences.
Exactly.
It eases the
It's like social lubricant.
You got it.
And then if you both, feel like it can lead to a deeper conversation,
Sure.
but you don't have to force it.
Yep.
Okay, so how do we get better at this whole small talk thing?
Right.
Because I know it can be tough.
Especially in a different language.
Well, this guide had a really interesting tip.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Practice in the mirror.
Talking to yourself.
I know it sounds a little crazy,
I mean, it does.
but hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
There's actually some science behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you practice,
Even if it's just to yourself.
even if it feels silly, you build confidence.
I can see that.
And confidence, that's like a superpower
It is.
when you're communicating.
Yeah.
Because when you're confident, you're more likely to make eye contact,
Yeah.
to smile.
You're more relaxed.
You seem more approachable.
Definitely.
So to wrap this all up for you, dear listener,
Yes.
small talk. I know it can be scary.
Especially in a new language.
But what we've learned today is that it's a skill.
You can learn it
You can get better at it.
with practice.
Right? Just a few simple strategies, a little bit of practice, even if it's in front of your bathroom mirror, and you can turn those awkward moments
Those scary elevator rides.
into chances to connect with people.
Exactly.
So I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
Think back to a time when you had a really good small talk experience. What worked for you?
What made it click?
Was it a question you asked?
Was it a compliment you gave?
Was it just, a genuine smile?
Something made it work.
Right? And figuring out what that was
Yeah.
can help you feel more confident
And more prepared.
in any social situation. So go out there and practice your small talk.
You got this.
And until next time, happy chatting.
Bye.